Which one of those guys were in Neats? Martin?
Eric Martin.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO with the Neats lies. And, yes, Eric Martin will be playing along with Moran. Isn't one of them from Upper Crust?
Yes, the Titanic's, the Upper Crust was a side project of the Titanic's, and they also had the Satanic's, too. That net, those wheels in his mind are always going. And I think Dave Fredette...
Fredette was in Titanic's, right?
I think he was an Upper Cruster, too.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Would he dress in the old garb that they wore? I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like... AC/DC during the French Revolution, weren't they? I love it. 91.5 WMF out in Medford. I think Simon wants to say hello to a couple people.
Yes, this is Simon. Just Brian, thanks for having me on. Before we forget, I'm already looking forward to next month when we do our, which is now a tradition, our Johnny Thunders Day.
Yeah, what's it been, 4 years?
No, more than that.
Yeah,
I'll have to
six?
Look it up. And we'll have Joe Mazzari, my cohort from back in the Johnny Thunders and / the Daughters days, joining us.
Joe and Dixie. Is Dixie coming too?
She's invited. Dixie's always got
it. I don't think I've ever seen Joe here without her.
Well.
They're attached at the hip, those two. Six.
There's worse things. And speaking of being attached at the hip, I just want to say hello to Jan. I know she's listening at home. And I'll see you later tonight, honey. And I want to say hello to Mike and Lisa. I know they're listening. And then just a quick howdy to Jazz. Jazz, I'll see you before you know
it. Hi, Jazz. I remember Jazz.
A quick stop at Burger King, and then I'll be in Georgetown. And Brian, I can't thank you enough for having me here at MFO.
Always a pleasure. You're my favorite guest, Simon.
Oh, that means
a
lot.
No, not just a guest. You are my part-time co-host.
Okay.
You do a great job at it.
Let's get T-shirts made.
Yeah. Actually, I did have Crash Course shirts.
Really?
I
never got one.
I probably only made I don't know. Not. It wasn't like. I probably made like 20 of them or something just to give them to friends. And it was really cool. There was one time. I forget what I was doing. I might have did something like. Sang with some other band or something. No, I guess the Screepers did. We're playing there. But Tavern at the End of the World we were playing. And Jim Melanson, who was our first bassist, you know James Melanson from Little Billy Lost?
I know Little Billy Lost, yeah.
Yeah, he's with Fred from Atlantics, right? Fred, what's his name? Perino? Whatever, those guys are going to kill me. Anyways, Jim Melanson shows up with his wife and kids. And the two kids, they're kind of young at the time, they're both wearing a Crash Course for the Ravers t-shirts. I loved it, man. It made my day. Anyway, wasn't as good, though. I mean, sorry, Jim. It wasn't as good as the time when we played the Middle East. Two women showed up with homemade scraper shirts.
Wow, that's just something.
I couldn't believe it. And they even, knew kind of, our theme. They were women... Women on the shirts that, you know, like cartoon women that they made, like kicking their legs up and stuff, wearing fishnet stockings. I loved it. That was probably like my happiest moment ever. Very appreciative. Thank you, Kim, for that. Kim Folly? Yeah. Thank you, Kim. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow at the Midway.
Absolutely.
All right. And Jimmy, if you're listening, post that on Facebook. Because I'm too crazy for those bastards and they won't let me on anymore. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll be back next week, 1 o'clock. You ready, Simon? All Until right. next time, see ya!
See ya! Yeah!
Yeah. Feel a little more relaxed. ask what's that, and shut your door when you start to beep.
Hello, beautiful people. Gene Dante here. If you love our beloved Boston music scene, please tune in to WMFO Live Day 2025 on 91.5 FM, Saturday, June 14th. The live on-air streaming music show begins at 9 a.m. and runs all day until 3 p.m., a full day featuring 10 of Boston's best. WMFO Live Day 2025. Tune in.
This is for you, Daddy. I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
A new twist on a very old song. with my ex-husband actually singing, so I'd like to give a round of applause for John McVie.
Oh, if my mommy could see me now.
dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you're blinking, it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. You can take him if you want him, these are just secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything for more time. Remember what thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you fall. Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other race of life. To turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. The temperature is unbearable until you face it. Thank you for flying with Strange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. Please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love. Destination, I will leave you to it. You'll be fine. I'm just gonna show you in, and you can stay as long as you need to get familiar with the feeling. And then when you're ready, I'll be outside and we can go look at Sunrise by Euphoria mixed with Existential Vertigo.
Speaks a door within the fire. in the lion's den. Which of you to gain me tell, will risk uncertain pain to fail. I will not forgive you if you will not take the chance. Try the soldier being much too wise. Strategy was a strength and not disaster.
Terrapin Station. I am just stumbling down Elysian fields of Spanish moss. Nothing matters. So if you'd like to sit in my lap and watch the show, that'd be fun. And he said, yeah, yeah, I want that. His teacher came over and goes, Malcolm, are you sure? Your class worked very hard. Everyone's excited to hear the song. I said, oh, excuse me, Miss Inez. You have no idea how much you can disappoint an audience and still bounce back in this business. You know, it's hard to get toddlers to perform together. They're all divas of their own kind. It's hard to get them in a group, like, because every toddler at heart is the star of their own show. Like, do you know what having a three-year-old is like? Having a three-year-old, it's what I imagine working on Ellen's show is like. Some days are hard. But it's fun, you know? We have dancing, you know? So if he starts dancing, you dance. But if he stops dancing, you fucking stop dancing right away. Our topic tonight, as I mentioned before, is height. Height's very important. I wish it wasn't, but it is. When we talk about Napoleon, we always talk about his height. If he came back in a time machine, he'd be like, do people still speak of my accomplishments? I led all of France. I created the Napoleonic Code. I conquered the Western world. And we'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're that short guy who was mad that he was short. So he had like an army or something. And he'd be like, I wasn't even that short. There were other guys shorter than me. You know that I fuck with a lot of Vietnamese in-laws, right? So my wife's uncle, Vin Nguyen, from Saigon, passed away a couple years ago. For Uncle Vin's entire adult life, he told people he was 6 feet tall. He was 5 feet tall. I'm 6 feet tall, and he would look up at me and go, I am also 6 feet tall. Like, it was such a big lie, we just never called him on it. So anyway, a couple years ago, very sad, Vin passed away. Before he died, he had bought his grave plot and his casket. Vin bought a casket for a 6 foot man. And it was an open casket. So like the first flap is open and you know how it's supposed to go to the waist? You could see like down, like close to the knee, like he was hiding in one, like a magician was sawing the end of it and he had to like. So the funeral's in Oklahoma City and Olivia's cousins and her brother and brother-in-law, they're carrying the casket with Uncle Vin over to the grave plot. And from the hearse to the grave, there is a slight decline on the hill. So they're holding him and they're walking downhill and you just hear like, shh. And then they straighten it out and you hear, shh. Like when you make a hard left in your car and you hear like a Yeti thermos slide across the back seat.
Rolls and wind began to blow. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Watch out where the huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow. Right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo. Ooh.
And he started into whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion. Rub it. then in a fit of anger, I pounced, and I pounced again. Great googly moogly. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up, and he looked around, and he said, stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog do snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me, and I can't see temporarily.
Oh, it's Frank Zappa right there with Find Out Where the Huskies Go and Don't You Eat That Yellow Snow. Smart advice by the man, Frank Zappa. It's 5 minutes before 4 o'clock. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm Vin Magazzini. I'm getting a jump on the show. I'm starting early. And I hope you're calling in because I need that you to call early because I have a whole bunch of requests to get to. 855-915-9636 will get you any song you want to hear, guaranteed. Call me and I will play it. This is WMFO. We're a freeform service, free radio, non-commercial, no BS radio. We're brought to you by Tufts University. And thank you, Tufts, for having us on the radio. It's a treat to play music for you. We play rock music, and you don't hear much rock music out there. We play all kinds of music because it's college radio and it's WMFO Medford. We'll start the show proper in just a moment. And here you go. It's a PSA, and then the music will begin. This is WMFO Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO in Medford. Here's one more PSA to send you on your way. It's called Don't Drink and Drive PSA. And here we go. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So Call me at 855-915-9636. I'll play any song you want to hear. You could also go to WMFO.org, then go to DJ Chat, and there's a little box that says Request, and just put in any requests that you have. So right now we'll start the show off with the late, great, Blind Willie McTell. And nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. It's a song called Statesboro Blues, and it's off a record called The First Time I Met the Blues. It's also off another record. You can find it. It's on, let me see here. I'll tell you in 1 second. It's also on Statesboro Blues' When the Sun Goes Down series. And it's Blind Willie McTell, and this is WMFO, and we are in Medford. Welcome to the program. Acoustic Ceiling begins. It's exactly 4 o'clock.